We'll talk Blue Raider basketball for the next hour with the head coach of Middle Tennessee. And, Coach, this is about as close as we've had to a home game in a while. It's being here at Sam's.
It really is. It's good to be back in Murfreesboro. We have spent quite a bit of time away from here and traveling. And, you know, I guess right now what we're 9-4, and 9 out of the 13 games have been away from home. And after this trip to Florida, it'll be 11 out of 15. But it's good if you can go and try to grab some road wins early and then schedule a flip back to you and hopefully play a lot of games in front of a lot of good crowds in the friendly confines of Murphy Center.
Absolutely. And our opening segment brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. And, Coach, we'll kind of work backwards here a little bit. The Raiders go to Florida being 1-0 in Conference USA. And I guess it's kind of a setup, something we've kind of talked about a little bit during pregame shows and postgame shows. But when you looked and put this schedule together this year, there were some really pretty easy ways to divide it up and kind of like how do you eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time. And this segment was that way, where it was kind of easy to say, okay, here's a segment, there's a segment. And talk a little bit about that, how you put it together.
Well, you know, obviously you're trying to play a strength of schedule, that you're trying to schedule like what the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee would like for you, or expect a team like Middle Tennessee that thinks they're an NCAA tournament team. Well, after it's all said and done, now we're the 20th or the 21st best, you know, non-conference strength of schedule, and our RPI right now is around 33 or 34. Well, we had a first little segment of about four games, and then we took that break, you know, for Thanksgiving, and we knew we had a really good segment of about four games there, and that was, you know, at Florida Gulf Coast, it was Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Auburn. The tournament in Hawaii was kind of a season of its own, which that was it. And then, you know, starting conference play, the 18 games, to me, is the most important part of the regular season schedule. And then you qualify for the tournament, and then if you happen to make the NCAA tournament, you have another season. So really it's broken down to about six, possibly seven seasons.
Yep, and as we went through it, we're now into that main part of it, the Conference USA season. And Middle comes off a 66-63 win on Saturday against UAB down in Birmingham. And it was kind of interesting talking to you after the game, talking to you before the game. You talked about expectations of what kind of game it would be. It was exactly what we thought it would be as far as a physical-type game, a grinder, all of that. I was reading a story in the Birmingham newspaper, and Nick Norton said exactly the same thing. He goes, every game we play against them is exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, and he's one of your favorite players. He'd be on your all-opponent team, wouldn't he?
He would. I mean, he would. He's the kind of guy that I'd love to have on my team because the way he plays, how he handles himself, his toughness, his shoots, how he engages with his teammates at that position, at the point guard spot. And it really is. I mean, really, the two games, I guess, you know, Reggie played such a terrific game here last year, had a career high 32. And then there last year, Ja'Cory hits the last second shot. The other night, you know, the game goes in the balance. They've beaten us a couple times in triple overtime. And just, it's just been unbelievable games for the crowd. I thought they had a really good crowd, you know, over the holidays like that. And it'll be another one of the same, hopefully in front of a huge crowd when UAB comes back later this season.
And you have a feeling, a similar feeling about that game that you do about Western, in that both you play both of them twice. Those games need to be when school is in session on both campuses.
Yeah, you know, we talked to Mark, the AD, and he said he had visited with Chris. I talked to him after the game that, you know, it's some games in the league play that deserves for students and it to be at the right time of the year, you know, and because there's a lot of teams in our league that doesn't draw very well. UAB has the possibility, potential to draw well. And they had about 4,500 the other day, and I really think if that game would have been in late January, February, they're probably about 7,000. And so I just think that the Western games both places, the UAB games both places, maybe even the Marshall games, those are the games that need to be played when your students are there. And I really believe this. Our league office does a lot of great things, but we cookie-cut the schedule, our conference schedule. We cookie-cut it, and whatever throws out, it's where we do it. And I just think there's got to be more thought in it, who are the better teams, some of the rivalries, when are those games being played. to try to present the league in a better portion of itself, you know, when you have it on TV and the crowd. So hopefully we'll address that and do a better job of that in the spring meetings.
Well, there was a lot of anticipation for the UAB game, and what concern was there with you going into that game from a fatigue standpoint, because you guys have been gone and will still be gone this week?
Yeah, I mean, we never brought it up at all because, I mean, we hit them hard in practice. I mean, you think about it. They came back from Hawaii, and we traveled. We got back Tuesday, probably about 2 o'clock. I took that day off, and the next day we came back and we rolled, and it was physical. And we had physical practices on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday before we left. So I didn't even address the fatigue factor. It was just something we had to try to get our team better defensively. I think portions of that showed up on Saturday. You know, we got a lot of things we got to improve on. But I my hat's off to our team because, I mean, that's a lot of travel. I mean, we have been to Vanderbilt. We've been to Murray. We've been to Florida, you know, Hawaii, back to UAB. And I told our team there will be no team we will play this year that will be more ready and more prepared and trying to beat us more than UAB. I mean, it's just you knew that was right there. And so if our team to go there and just kind of, you know, gut up and play how we played, I was really proud of our team. And we'll watch these conference games around the country. They're not going to be the prettiest, but there's going to be some tough grinding wins throughout the year.
Yep, and it certainly did. It was such a difference. Kyle and I were talking about it. The pace of play, the style of play, you know, we had just got back from Hawaii, and you had these freewheeling open games in the 80s and all this kind of stuff. And, boy, that all came to a grinding halt when Midland and UAB get together because they know each other so well and just up in each other so much. And every possession, it seemed like a tournament game right out of the gate because every possession, in particular in the second half of that game, became premium.
It was, and it was so many lead changes. You know, there was great plays on both ends. There was one frenetic. I mean, when they went to the line to have a chance to tie, there was more 50-50 balls in one possession, I think, almost in a half. It was about four or five of them. We got a couple. They got a couple. They saved some balls. The freshman made a great play. Brandon filed. It was just an unbelievable kind of series of about 25 seconds in a row.
What do you think was the key in that last? Because you guys, I looked at it because it's a stat that we keep, that Eric keeps, is our record with the lead at the five-minute mark. And you guys had just gone ahead, had a one-point lead with 5 minutes to go, but you lost the lead. What do you think was the key in that last couple of minutes because you had to be tough mentally during that time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nick King made the play of the day when he just went out and got a, you know, just a offensive rebound. It was a hard offensive rebound to get. And then to finish it over the people that he finished and get fouled and made the free throw. But we guarded. You know, Brandon Walters didn't score great, but I tell you what he did. He did an unbelievable job on Coakley by himself. They did a good job when we double-teamed him. They popped us a couple times for a couple baskets. So he really couldn't double-team the post. And I thought Brandon Walters' ability to guard Coakley by himself was the key to the game.
Yep. Tonight's show, Kermit Davis Live, is presented by Russell Barnett Kia. We'll be talking to Keith Barnett later in the show. But also want to remind you about the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs across the state of Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. We'll be back to Sam's Sports Grill with Coach with Kermit Davis. We had Rick Ensel. I've been talking to Rick Stockstill. Kermit's here. We're here. We'll be back right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Advance your career as you advance your education. Earn your master's or doctorate degree from Middle Tennessee State University. Our programs are designed for working professionals to develop practical and applicable skills. Some programs are offered partially or completely online for increased convenience. With over 100 programs to choose from, find the program to help you reach your goals. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/graduate. That's mtsu.edu/graduate.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
It's no picnic being a home heating unit. We work like a dog 24-7.
Yeah. Woof, woof.
Oh, you try it, smart guy. No breaks, no lunch, not even health insurance. And if I don't get help, I might die.
Call Roscoe Brown Heating and Air for repair and replacement.
I'm taking a nap.
You get honest estimates, plus punctual friendly service. Find them at RoscoeBrown.com and give them a call.
Wake me when they get here.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage. With 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet, they have you covered. Check them out online at RussellBarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
So you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live. We're at Sam's Sports Grill here in Stones River Mall, and with more than 60 stores and restaurants, Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. And a little programming reminder, we are off next week. Our shows are normally on Monday. We got the first one in here today on this Tuesday. No show next week. Then we'll pick it up 7 straight Mondays that will lead us right up to the Conference USA Championships. And, Coach, we covered the UAB game. Now it's kind of rewind all the way back. And there was a lot of anticipation to this year and how you were going to put this team together without Reggie, without Ja'Cory. And then everybody kept hearing about this guy from Alabama who had transferred here. And how did you know when you met Nick and he came on campus how good a fit he was going to be, or was that a work in progress as it normally is?
Well, you watched his tape, even the tape that he had from Memphis, and he averaged about 6.5 or 7 a game as a sophomore. And you could just see it, the skill set there. And they kept him on the post a bunch. He wasn't really a hybrid four. And I think probably that Nick, probably as a young player, like a lot of young guys do, fought playing the four. I'm a 2, I'm a 3. Just play, you know. And so then he went to Alabama, and you even watched some of the games, the first 6 games that he played in before he got sick. You could just see his skill set. I saw it in Dindy. You know, Ja'Cory averaged 4 a game at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. But you just saw that if he could ever – get right and fit into the system and understand what we're trying to do, how good he could be. And then when you met Nick, I knew basketball was an unbelievable priority for him. I knew it. He was a smart guy, and I knew he was out to prove, just like Ja'Cory was, what kind of player that he really was. And so to me, that's really important. If you know, there's a lot of good priorities you have, but if, I mean, when a guy thinks he has to make basketball work, So that means you're going to accept coaching. You're going to accept all the toughness things that are going on in this program. And if you'll do that, you're just going to be successful. And so Wynn and I went down there and visited with him. We showed him just clips of how we played. You could tell that's where he was coming to school. He was totally bought in. And has he made a lot of progress? Sure. He came here. He was 238 pounds. His body fat was high because he had been off for a while. So he shaped his body. He's gotten himself into good shape. And I'm just really proud of the progress that he's making. And I see, Chip, he's still making a bunch of progress. Like I said, I think his scoring can sure go down, but still become such a better player, you know, just because of, you know, it's hard to get 24. He's sixth leading scorer in college basketball, I think, right now. And I just think his game is overall just going to keep getting better.
And he, you know, and the thing is, you know, he's one of those guys, and you and I have talked about it on a bus or practice gym or whatever. He's one of those guys that has always been a thorn in our side from other places.
Yep.
You know, everybody's had this guy who just had a knack, could score.
Right.
Well, Nick can go score. And where he seems to have room, the biggest room for improvement and progress is on the defensive end. And I know as good as he can be in transition, if he gets to be a much better defensive player, start getting those takeaways and going the other way with it, sky's the limit on him.
Yeah, it is, you know, because he's not a guy. He's a low-volume block shot guy. He's a low-volume steal guy. But in practice last week, I thought he got better. He was much better. He did a good job on Lee. I mean, on Ha-Ha, he did a good job. He helped. He made Ha-Ha take tough shots. I thought that he his awareness defensively was good. It's a twofold thing. Number one for Nick, obviously, is try to get better to help our team win. You know, and I think I told him, I tell all these one-year guys, if you're not here to try to win, this is not going to work out for you because the team's going to be first. Winning is, can you impact winning? And if you can impact winning, then you'll show the people around the country, yep, he is a really, really good player. But number two is that if he could become a better defensive player, Chip, there's no telling what level that Nick can play at after Middle Tennessee. So it's a twofold thing with the team and also trying to help Nick. And when the NBA scouts come and watch our team play, they love his offensive ability, but he's got to prove that position that he's at, Reggie, Ja'Cory, Nick, is where the wealth of talent is in the NBA. That's where the cats that can go score. And if you can't guard that position, it is so hard. I mean, that's just the 3-4 in the league. That's just where everybody is. And
it's so, a league full of 6'7 to 6'9 guys.
You've got to be able to guard it. So, yep. So I'm not, you know, I don't know. It's out there, but there's a team concept, and also I'm pulling for Nick individually, and just like I was for Ja'Cory and Reggie and Sean and LaRon and all those guys at that position.
And the other thing, what those guys have done, and you look back, you go, it all started, and you know, LaRon Dendy kind of made the mold for this, and you had him, you had Ja'Cory come in. Those two guys were unbelievable teammates, and Nick King is fitting right in that mold. And
he has.
And as much as you're going to coach, I look back to Dendy and think about, you know, guys that were guys on the team at that time. They kind of brought him along and says, no, here's the way we do it.
Yep.
You may have done it this other way at your place, but here's how we do it here.
LaRon Dendy averaged 5 points a game at Iowa State. Ja'Cory averaged 4 points a game at Arkansas. And Nick averaged, I think, over a little bit about 5 points a game combined, you know, Alabama and Memphis. But if you will come and accept coaching at that position – you know, Desmond Yates was really the first one, and it's too bad he got hurt because he had to score 2,400 points. And I'd love to have Boogie in our system now, you know, just to see him play if he was healthy,
yeah,
how good he is. But it is. It's been a long line of them, and those guys, like I said, they have bought into the team concept, and you're right, Chip, they all have been really, really good teammates.
Yep, and that has not changed this year for sure. And Blue Raiders go into this week's action 9-4 overall. They are 1-0 in Conference USA play. Tonight's show brought to you in part by Lee Company. Blue Raider fans, get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call, 615-867-1000, or find them out online at leecompany.com. Back to Sam's Sports Grill after this with Coach Kermit Davis. You're listening to Blue Raider Basketball from Learfield.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high-quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Do you frequently find yourself stopping at Thornton's while you're on the go? Then start earning free rewards with Thornton's new Frequency Program. When you mix and match 9 of your favorite items, the 10th is free. Choose from over 700 items, including any size coffee or fizz freeze. Mix and match 9 items using your refreshing rewards card and get the 10th free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Not a refreshing rewards member? Visit a store and sign up today. Thornton's is a proud partner of MT Athletics.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On TryGreenEquipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit TryGreenEquipment.com today.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Are you or a loved one thinking about downsizing but don't know where to go? Look no further than the Villages of Murfreesboro. Located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail near the Avenue and St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, the Villages offers independent living and memory care in a setting where love is a verb. Call 848-3030. Visit us online at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or stop by today and learn about the possibilities of making this home for you or a loved one.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Kia. The head coach is here, and Coach, best way to describe the trip to Hawaii, great trip, happy with the way your team played, would love to have been able to get another win or two out of the thing.
Yeah, it is. Before I address Hawaii, I've got to talk about one guy, and William Pippen just texted me. He was listening to the interview, and he said, good interview, really, Pip, and John Humphrey came back and graduated. Yep. And Hump, you know, he came back, and we were talking about it. That was the very first team. I'll never forget my first team meeting in this guy, this dungeon of a locker room, and this guy. And I don't know. It was just, you know, trying to the culture. We had good players coming back. But really it was. William Pippen was the first stretch four here.
Yeah.
You know, he was a guy that, and I'm sure Pip, you know, he wanted to play the two and the three. And we put him at that stretch four, and he was a nightmare. For a matchup, you know, he could shoot it and drive it, and what a good teammate that he had. So, Pip, you kind of got it all started, but we're so proud of John coming back and getting his degree.
That wasn't necessarily you nagging on him. He wanted to get it.
Yeah, John had just bugged the heck out of me for years and years, and I said, John, you know, there's a process, and Daryl Simpson, along with, you know, our athletic department, allowed John to come back, and he got it on, you know, online, and he came back, and he talked to our team, and we showed the dunk contest with our team, because a lot of guys have heard about the helicopter and the N1, and Hump was really good in front of our guys before we went to Hawaii, and for him to walk across the stage, that was huge, and still that first team, when they mentioned the other day, Chip, I didn't realize it was my 500th game here, And I thought about William Pippen and John Humphrey and
Tommy Gunn
and then those guys, yeah, and Bryant Mitchell and Eric Parham and all those guys. That was the first team I had. I remember our first game. And I don't know if I've ever had a team since I've been here from start to finish make as much progress as that first team did. But it does. Time goes by fast. So now we'll go back to Hawaii, but I had to mention that.
Well, we're going to put that off until a next segment here, but I want to get one other little thing in before we talk to Keith Barnett down in Tullahoma. And just kind of dovetailing on what John Humphrey has done, if people haven't done it, they need to come in that hallway outside your locker room. I mean, where you guys are from an academic standpoint is – how does that play when you go into a home?
Well, you know, I think that when you can tell them you've graduated 55 straight players in a row and that there's six teams in college basketball the last 2 years that have won a game in each NCAA tournament and have 100% graduation rate, and it's Duke, Villanova, Butler, Notre Dame, Kansas, and Middle Tennessee, that's quite a compliment. And I was really upset with academically how we did this fall. I mean, everybody's fine and still working toward – I just thought we underachieved as a team. So there'll be new parameters on a lot of guys in the spring semester, you know, with what we've done. And so, you know, there's just a standard of culture. Culture's used a lot, but it really is. It just goes hand in hand. And I'm telling you what, Chip, when a guy plays well, he's usually probably had a really good academic semester. You know, he's usually, very mature-like. But it really does. It's a great selling point when you go in that home.
Well, you know, and you know, I think about Coach McGuire's baseball guys or Coach Stock's football guys, you know, that have a season that spans one semester. Typically, those kids will do better academically in the season, yep, that they are in, not in the off season.
And everybody thinks it's vice versa. And I totally agree, Chip. I just think that when guys are working and you're around them more and you're touching them every day and the structure that you have with them, Ms. Counts does a fabulous job. And so, you know, right now we've got Brandon. Giddy only needs 3 classes to be a graduate in May. Brandon needs 15 hours to be a graduate. Ed Simpson had another great semester. He'll graduate. And then Jacob Ivory. You know, Jacob Ivory, yeah, the guy he needs 18 hours. He's getting his degree in construction management, which is a great degree for Jacob. And so he'll come back. And so, you know, we're going to have a good group of graduates in May.
Well, speaking of guys who are terrific in the classroom, let's go down to Tullahoma. Keith Barnett standing by with us down at Russell Barnett, yeah, Kia. And, Keith, I know you wore it out in college algebra, didn't you?
I sure did. And you know what? I'm not really for sure after listening to Kermit talk about these kids. I'm not for sure if I really even want to do a commercial other than just to tell people how awesome it is to sponsor and to be a part of the Blue Raider organization because they believe in their kids. And they want their kids yep. to do well, just like Russell Barnett does in the automobile world. But, man, to be a part of a program that stresses so much about kids, you know, there's life after basketball. And to hear just the last 5 minutes of that conversation, I'm having a hard time talking about anything else other than that. So, man, when you sponsored the Blue Raider basketball and the Blue Raider organization, you're sponsoring the people that want these kids to do something in the real world and to make sure that they can make a difference in somebody else's life. And kudos to Kermit and his staff. Holy cow.
Well, thank you, Keith.
That's impressive.
Well, it means
numbers,
a lot.
Kermit. Good job, buddy.
Well, thank you. It means a lot, and I appreciate that. And I tell you what, you and your family and Russell, you can't imagine what you guys have meant to Middle Tennessee basketball and athletics for a long, long time. So happy New Year, and thanks so much for all
happy
what you
New
do.
Happy New Year to y'all. Hey, Chip, we'll talk cars next week, buddy. I know we're 2 weeks. We'll talk cars in 2 weeks. But, hey, if you're listening to this radio station tonight, guys, you need to put Middle Tennessee on your radar because these guys, not only are they getting an education, they'll teach you how to play basketball.
Keith, I appreciate the time,
thank
man.
You, Keith.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Kermit. Bye-bye.
Sounds like you're paying him instead of him paying us for about that. So we'll take a timeout. Coach has a special guest coming up, and he's pretty familiar with all of you. He'll be joining Coach Davis as you listen to Kermit Davis Live here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, a neighbor is more than just the person who lives next door.
Honesty isn't just the best policy, it's the only policy.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from, because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you play the new Multiplier Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery, there's a chance you could win more cash than you expected. In fact, with Multiplier Games, you could turn $1,000 into $10,000, $5,000 into $250,000, or you could even turn $10,000 into a whopping $2 million. So pick up a Multiplier Instant Game today, and you could just watch the cash fall into place. Multiplier Games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Welcome back to Sam's Sports Grill for Kermit Davis Live. And I've got a great special guest. Tell you what, it's great food, great fun. There's a bunch of unbelievable games on. Kerry Hammonds Jr.,
how y'all
the
doing?
Second best player in his family. Big Kerry was by far different position.
I won the last game of one-on-one, Coach.
You did? Well, yeah, he's got a dang big boot on his foot. I don't blame you. I think you could beat him, too. I tell you, we've got some great games on. You know, when you play the non-conference strength of schedule that we have, Kerry, and right now it's 20 or 21, and you become fans of other teams. Like Ole Miss beat South Carolina the other night, which is a good win for the Raiders' strength of schedule. Right now, Vandy's got Alabama 66-59. Tennessee and Auburn's in a really good game. Now, you're involved with a lot of the travel. So let me ask you this. So tell me, how is it different playing for me? And then you were GA and now working as a director of basketball.
You know, coaches, I really don't see that big of a difference because you hold everybody within the organization accountable for everything. But coming in this position, like you said, after playing for you and being a GA, I kind of knew what to expect coming in. So that really kind of helped me transition to this position because I kind of knew how you like things and the urgency in which you do things. So, like I said, it really hasn't been that big of a difference from this position, player or GA.
Well, you know, I think that you've done a great job. You really have, Kerry. And it's a different thing. We've all done it. Tell the people kind of as a director of basketball, day-to-day, you think about it now, you came in where the travel has been abundant. I mean, we have been on the road. And just kind of, okay, just the logistics of the Hawaii trip as a director of basketball, and we had like, what, 45, 46 people going?
Going into the Hawaii trip, like you said, we got 45 people going. So you try to make sure that everybody has their tickets, everyone has their boarding passes, everyone is accommodated in their rooms. We get to the hotel the day that we check in, the day that we check out. Then you got to coordinate all the meals that we're going to have during our stay. Some in the hotel, some aren't. Then after that, you got to worry about the basketball part of it. You got to make sure you have all our jerseys, shoes, shooting shirts, everything that we need for each game that we're going to play. Then you have to worry about the gyms that you're going to practice in. And a lot of my job is kind of dependent on other people to do their jobs. So we got to kind of stay on top of people, call them 2-3 times. They kind of get tired of me sometimes, but you got to be very persistent.
It really is. I know you got two guys that help you out a lot, Ethan Black and Joe Pierre, and both those guys are kind of the positions that you were in, you know, you and Zane, for just 2 or 3 years ago as graduate assistants and working toward their master's. They'll both get their master's in the spring, and I know those two guys help you out a bunch.
Oh, yeah, those guys have been so helpful since I got here. Me and Ethan actually just came from the airport picking up our boarding passes for our trip tomorrow. Those two guys are going to be great, great coaches down the road. They come in, they work hard every day. I don't have to bug them, ask them to do things. They're very proactive, and I'm lucky to have them on my team.
You know, I think this is that, too, since in the 16 years I've been here, and just how the quality of managers I've had. I've got managers all over the state and the country that are coaching, all from Idaho to Middle Tennessee. They're everywhere doing a lot of different good things, not just coaching, but a lot of things. And we've got an unbelievable group of managers that you guys oversee. I know Joe and Ethan oversee the video coordination of all the film work. I mean, it really is amazing just, you know, what guys do, and I'm always appreciative of it because there's a lot of expectations. And for me, as mindless as I can be about travel and mindless as I can be about video, it helps me direct my attention on the most important things, our players and our program and game plans. And so I really am. I'm free of mind a bunch.
I think it's a testament to you, first off, for holding everyone in the organization accountable for everything. And then just the guys we bring in. They want to be coaches, so they come in, they work hard, they do what they need to do when they need to do it. So it kind of works hand in hand to have great managers on staff.
Okay. You've been around a bunch, okay? You've been around your first as a freshman. You were growing at 16-16, got beat in the semifinals. I think Little Rock that year in Hot Springs. You were on the Dindy team. Then, you guys as a junior, we played St. Mary's. And then the next year, we won Conference USA. You and Sean, Nico Hunter, Tweedy were seniors. And then you were on the Michigan State win. And then this year, compare the teams. I know it's hard, but I'm sure the fans would like to think, what's the best team in your opinion?
I have two favorite teams. Of course, last year's team, just because of how dominant you guys were. I love watching Reggie, Ja'Cory, Giddy, those guys. And it seemed like every game they were locked in, they were in tune, they knew what was going on. And as a former player, you can tell when you watch those games. My other favorite team would be my junior year, the year after Dindy left, and we had all those guys back. And it really seemed like we were a machine every game. We were so deep at every position.
Yep.
Those are my two favorite teams. I would love to see those two go at it.
Yep, that would be – it really has been some good – and I get that question asked of me a bunch, you know, and I said, I don't know. I mean, Reggie always talked about, you know, well, y'all didn't beat – you didn't win an NCAA tournament game. And so – and every team, I guess this team is my favorite team because it's the team I coach now. But you're right. That junior year when we had everybody back except really LaRon, you know, and that team was – God, they were so good, and it was the best practice team I've ever had. There was no, I mean, like this year's team, we've had to get them going. The last, you know, the Dindy team had to get them going. That team from the start was just so locked in. I wish we could have had a different draw in the NCAA tournament, but it has been a lot of really, really good teams. But, Kerry, you're kind of what it's all about. You're a Murfreesboro guy that chose to stay at Middle Tennessee. What a great family. What a great Middle Tennessee family. Your dad, Veronica. You know, and Kennedy, and Kennedy's what, a junior now, right?
Sophomore,
straight A student, right?
Yep, trying to be a psychiatrist.
Yeah, she'll be a good one, I promise you that. But you're a great story here. You're going to make a great coach. You and Zane did an unbelievable job as the GA positions. Now Zane is a full-time coach for a nationally ranked team at Division II, and so it's just how that you should grow up into the business. But Chip, thanks for letting me have carry on. Good man, good Middle Tennessee man, and we'll be right back for the Kermit Davis Live at Sam's Sports Grill.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Whatever you need in electronics and appliances, Electronic Express can make it happen. Electronics, computers, home or car audio, appliances, and mattresses. Choose from the best brands like Sony, Samsung, LG, Bose, Apple, JBL, Fitbit, and so much more. Electronic Express is Tennessee family-owned and operated since 1983. Shop online and use coupon code BLUERAIDERS to receive a discount off your first purchase. Electronic Express is proud to partner with MTSU Blue Raider Basketball. Shop at electronicexpress.com or one of our convenience stores. Electronic Express, we make it happen.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, even after an insane buzzer beater.
Hang on. Calling a buddy. He's my State Farm agent. He'll take care of it.
Hi, you've reached Cole Perez's cell. Please leave a message.
Cole, it's Clyde.
Hey, and this is Clyde the Glide, and you accidentally brought down the house celebrating that buzzer beater. I'm already on it. And I can help with that, too.
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
Kermit Davis Live coming to you from Sam's Sports Grill tonight here in Murfreesboro. I want to remind you that our show is brought to you in part by The Avenue, Murfreesboro. Experience The Avenue with over 95 stores and restaurants, including BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, Lizard Thicket, Forever 21, and much more. Just want to remind you, this is our audience question segment. We're a little light tonight, so if you've got a question card, you want to get something in, do it quick. But I want to talk to Coach about a couple things, and we'll get into our audience questions and also our five random questions for the first time this year. Been marinating those for a while, so we'll see how that works out. Let's look at where the league is right now. Going into the second full week of conference play, Marshall, Western Kentucky, North Texas, all 2-0. Marshall has 11 wins. Western Kentucky has 10. North Texas and Middle each with 9. Raiders with 1-0. FIU 1-0. They beat FAU the other night. UTSA and UTEP each have a win and a loss. Then you have Florida Atlantic, who's 0-1. Then you have Louisiana Tech and Southern Miss, who are both 0-2 right now. They both had to go on the road last week. And then Old Dominion and Charlotte have not played a league game yet. So
yeah, they did. They did. That's wrong. Dominion beat Charlotte by about 30 in the one game on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. So that was the one game.
Right.
So now that's where we stand in the league. And Old Dominion's won five in a row now, and they're kind of the hottest team at this point as far as consecutive wins. What have you seen out of the league that you like as far as what folks have done in the non-conference?
Well, I think this. We've got four teams that are really close to being top 100 teams. We have the best RPI at 33. Western's around 50. Obviously, Western's got two unbelievable wins in the non-conference, Purdue and SMU, who are both. I mean, Purdue's a Final Four team, maybe. SMU's not far behind. You know, Old Dominion is a top 100 around 90. And then Louisiana Tech has kind of dropped about around 105. Marshall is inching up. So now, last year, we had no top 100 teams besides us. Now there's around five. I really think Marshall can move up, that we could maybe have five, maybe six. So that's – our league has jumped last year from 23 to now about 11 or 12, so that the RPI ratings is better. I see the bottom half of our league getting better. North Texas is getting better. UTSA is getting better. FAU, FIU have both beaten Florida Gulf Coast. FIU went to South Florida and won. So those teams are better. I just think that, you know, we've played the UAB team that beat, you know, Memphis by about 18. And so our league is just a much better league. And I'm telling you now, it's just going to be a lot of games like we saw Saturday is going to be throughout this league.
What's been the keys? To getting this, it's a pretty dramatic turnaround with where we are as a league from an RPI standpoint.
Well, there's just some good basketball jobs in our league, and Old Dominion's a great basketball job. Jeff's done a really good job, and his team is playing better. We all know Western Kentucky's as good a job as any in our league, and you know, and they've recruited well, and they've got an experienced team, and they've had graduate transfers to play well, and they've played good in the non-conference. The biggest thing is just, you know, recruiting, you know, then developing the talent that you have, and scheduling in a right way. I mean, our RPI is higher than most in our league because just of the aggressive schedule that we've played, you know, and then we've won some of those games. I mean, like the at Murray State game is a huge win because Murray State, I'm telling you, is a really, really good team. So, you know, I think our league is just getting better, and hopefully it'll just continue to improve.
And where you are at 9-4, on a lot of years, you would say, gosh, four losses, but against the schedule you've had, and because the league RPI is lifted by like 10 or 12 spots from where it was a year ago, if you continue to do what you need to do, you still may have a shot down the road.
We'll see. You know, it's they just had this mid-major poll come out, and NBC Sports did it. It's pretty good read that, you know, St. Mary's is one, we were two. And it just talked about, you know, how aggressive we were scheduling. The Hawaii games were such a big games for us as far as at-large type games. I mean, the Miami game was huge because it's top 15 game, and USC. And so it was, you know, those games were important. We'll see what happens. You know, our RPI is good, but, you know, can you have enough top 50 wins? So we'll see how it goes. But I like our team. We've been tested, and we did exactly what we wanted to do in the non-conference as far as that kind of schedule to play.
All right, want to ask audience questions. Jennifer McKnight always comes up with great questions, no matter what show it is. She is kind of our MVP of asking good questions. She wanted to know, is Tyreek's limited play against UAB injury-related or practice-related?
Well, it was practice-related because I didn't think Tyreek's attitude or receptiveness to coaching was good enough in those three or four days leading up to the game. And like Kerry said, you know, the accountability for every position in the organization is going to be really high. Our expectations for Tyreek is real, real high because I think he can be a terrific player. He's been a part of some huge wins. And so Tyreek and I had a good conversation at UAB. I thought he accepted his role at UAB really, really well. Great teammate. He's had two really good days of practice. And, you know, I just want Tyreek to be a more engaging personality. You know, it's like a quarterback in a huddle. You can't have bad body language and be a point guard. How could you be a quarterback in the Alabama-Clemson game and have bad body language? You couldn't do it. I mean, you got to be the most engaging guy on the floor. And so that's something that Tyreek has got to improve on. And if he does, then he'll find out his game will just blossom. So it was mostly attitude related, and you know, hopefully he got a message and that he's practiced much better this week.
All right, we kind of had a youth movement here on questions, and we'll start with your biggest fan who sits at this table. She wants to know why she's not going to Florida this week.
Allie, because you hadn't been really sweet to her mom. And so that's it, Allie. You asked. I'm gonna be honest now. That's where it is. So Allie, sometimes she celebrated her 30th birthday in Hawaii.
Oh yes,
okay?
She did.
And we won against Princeton. But there's rules for the Raiders and there's rules for the Davis household. But I'm sure Allie's attitude is going to get a lot better too, Chip.
As long as she's receptive to coaching.
Yeah, no, receptive to Betty.
That's right.
The coaching is out of the household. Betty goes, "This is not your team." I said, "I agree." Receptive to Betty.
All right. Harrison Ayer, similar vein here. He goes, "Since I was at the UAB game and the Vandy game and we won, do you have any seats left on the Florida trip?"
Harrison, you're invited, and your dad doesn't have to come either, okay? You can come by yourself. Harrison Ayer is one of our luckiest charms, I'm telling you. When he and Allie come to the games, we usually win. So if we got an extra seat, Harrison can be with us.
Yep, good deal. Appreciate everybody for their questions. Coming up next, we'll wrap it up. We'll have five random questions and look ahead to the trip to Florida. You're listening to Kermit Davis Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Hey, Middle Tennessee fans. I hope you're as excited as I am to watch the Blue Raiders. But I'm just as excited about having a Bud Light with my Raider buddies. Because if you're like me, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to grab the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Go Blue! Bud Light, official friend of Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. Famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage. With five locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet, they have you covered. Check them out online at russellbarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live, our final segment. A lot of games coming right down to the wire. Is everybody checking out the Tennessee-Auburn game? Auburn now up 7. That's a big turnaround, and Vandy still leading Alabama. Middle will be on the road at FIU on Thursday. And time for our first installment of five random questions for Coach Davis.
Go easy, Chip.
All right, I'll go easy. Favorite non-basketball thing from the Hawaii trip for you?
You know, it was Pearl Harbor. I really enjoyed that. It's the third time I've been, and you always learn something different. And I guess is the biggest thing is I really watched how engaged our players were. You know, sometimes we're going to Pearl Harbor, then they get there, and then you really understand the magnitude.
You see that movie. And
it was fun. I had some great times with Betty and Allie and Fletcher and Claire and my sister Jennifer. But I loved watching our players kind of, you know, watch and just the interest level that they had.
All right, number two, what did you think about the eclipse?
God, it was maybe one of the all-time coolest things that I've ever been to. I was,
and our campus did a great job with it.
I was just going to say that. I was amazed by the organization that Andrew and his staff did, and it really was moving. And it was something that when you start thinking about that, it's just how long it will be for the next one. It really was. It was one of the most wonderful things I've been a part of.
It was one of the most surreal 5 minutes that I've ever spent. And the guys who were in the physics department and all that who said, here's what to expect, all this kind of stuff. It was amazing.
And it was true.
Yep. And you and Well, you and Coach Stock and Coach McGuire all were involved that day up on stage, and I got roped in there somehow for a little bit. Okay, other than Sam's Sports Grill, best restaurant you ate at in 2017?
Ooh, 2017. Betty May. Oh, I tell you what, we did have an unbelievable meal in Birmingham. You know, that night, I forget, Betty and I and Allie, when we played Auburn, I forget we went out. I can't even remember. Is it
Barry's Steakhouse?
There it was. It was really, really good. But in Hawaii, it was some good meals. But yep. I don't know. I've just kind of – we don't venture out too far.
All right. How proud of you are you of Kevin Byard?
Oh, gosh. You know, it was – you know, that day that we went over there and they honored our team and our whole team wore his jersey. We bought 25 jerseys. And I don't think many people in the stands at that particular time, he was a rookie, knew what 31, that was really his number. And then so, you know, for us to have that and have those pictures. And one thing I love about him is how he represents Middle Tennessee and how he loves Middle Tennessee, and that when he comes back.
He remembers where he came from.
You better believe it. And there's some former players and in different sports that don't do a great job of that, and he understands it, and he's the poster child of what a guy should be and how he leads and what he thinks about his school.
All right, final one, Alabama-Georgia next Monday. Who you got?
Rammer.
Rammer Jammer.
You better believe it. I'm never going to bet against Nick Saban, I'm telling you. I tell you what, the price of the ticket will be an unbelievable high, but I'm going with the Crimson Tide. I can't bet because I'm a college basketball coach, but I was retired, I'd lay the 4.5. I promise you, I'd take the chalk there.
All right, there you go. 5 random questions. We've got 1 minute. Let's talk about the FIU-FAU trip. FIU is first. They got a win. They're one up in the conference.
They have 3 guards that are all in the top 13 in Conference USA in scoring. They're a dangerous team. Those 3 guys can score against anybody, and I like their team. And you know what, Chip? The last time we played them, they had us 21-2 or 22-1. And it was a nail-biter. We've had some really tough games against FIU.
I know, and you think about when you go down there, you're waiting for Sean Jones to come out of the stands or come out of the sky like he did to win one down there. We've had some crazy games with them, and crazy enough, FAU's had some really good teams, and we've gone up there and just really played well.
Yeah, we've almost played our best basketball at Boca Raton, and so we're going to need it both times. And, like, no matter if it's UAB or whatever, Chip, they're both opportunities to get plus one, so big trip for the Raiders.
Right now you're plus one, and you could like to come back at plus 3, and when you do, you will have been 33 days between home games.
I tell you what, have 11 out of your first 15 away from home. You know, I mean,
it's like
that's
Washington Generals.
It is. That's quite a challenge, and but it's a road trip. I know our players are looking forward to.
All right, let's head south.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, for Coach Kermit Davis and Shelly Kopsky, who has been our studio producer tonight. Chip Walters here. Join us on Thursday night for Blue Raider basketball from Miami as you listen to the Blue Raider Network from Learfield. Good night, everybody.
On the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. And by Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.